All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now is yeah. merch alert. So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite is the hoodies. They're so soft.
Yep.
We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Just at home or in your car.
Doesn't
matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And we would love to see them. So, you know, just be... keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch. Merch alert.
Hello, Never Nation. Was that weird?
Not really.
That's all right.
No. I like it. We say it on all our posts when we post them.
Hello, Never Nation, and welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This, today we will be discussing... all things birthday party.
I just call them fucking birthday parties.
Pretty much.
The worst.
But we are your hosts, Jody and Celia. We're introducing each other now.
We started that. You're Jody Sweeten.
And you're Celia Behar.
I am.
Yep. Yeah. And you've got kids. I've got kids. We qualify for this shit.
We have a podcast.
That's it. And we're done. I never needed to know anything else.
End of the episode. Hope you liked it. Bye-bye.
No, today though, we are discussing birthday parties because... our youngest two have birthdays rather back close to each other. Yeah. And we have just survived several weeks of birthday party hell.
Barely survived them. Well, you go first because it's funny because Lulu's birthday was before B's, but you had B's birthday before Lulu's. We don't even know how that happened.
So my Never Thought I'd Say This is I'm having a sleepover again.
Yeah.
Because after last year's sleepover event...
you texted me and told me if you had a sleepover again next year to come over here and slap you.
Right.
That's what you wrote me.
I'm still waiting for you to slap me. I know. And then I did it again. Well, let's just say last year there was way more kids. Yeah. I thought there were going to be less this year. I tapered it down a little bit, but it was
not by much.
I had 10 little girls here spending the night by myself.
And two of them were being Lulu, which made it 50.
Yeah, that just them and their little voices in their head alone.
Yep.
Several people.
All their personalities.
But, you know, it went well.
It did. I mean, I thought it was, I don't know about your sleepover part. I know.
The sleepover part was fine.
I have a quote, though. You did text me that I'm going to read to you because you were like, this is what just happened. There was one kid, I guess.
I'm like, I don't remember.
Oh, I blocked it out of my memory. Because you wrote it to me and you said, write this down.
Oh, that's right. I said, write this down because this is going to be great.
Yeah, because some kids were talking and it was late and they wouldn't stop talking.
Oh, okay.
And you had told them to.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't mind kids having fun, being silly, but like once I'm tired and bedtime is coming, that's it. I ain't fucking with you. I'm not playing. I'm done. Like, we're not going to, this is not going to be a 3, 4 a.m. kind of sleepover. That's not mom.
Right.
So I have the kids. They're finally settling down a little bit. I think one decided that she wanted to go home. She didn't have a meltdown or anything. She hadn't slept over here before. And she's like, I think I'm going to go home. And I actually love her. I was like, great. Okay. That's totally fine. Because the year before, I think like 5 of them dropped like flies. And I was like, okay,
everyone go home.
How about just everyone leave?
Just leave.
So I have the kids in the living room. They're all settling, all this stuff. And I'm going to tell you guys, I came up with a trick. And it's fucking genius, if I do say so myself. And I thought of it on the fly. It was one of those great parenting moments where they decided that they wanted to watch a movie, which of course, even... figuring out what movie, I said, okay, we're doing majority rules. Raise your hand if you want this one. Raise your hand. I think there were like 3 of them that wanted another movie. The other 7 wanted one. I was like, you're watching.
Too bad.
Take it up with the other 7. So what I did was I went in there and I was like, okay, everybody be quiet. and I turned the volume up just loud enough to where if they were quiet, they could hear it. And then I took the remote. Because I was like, first of all, I don't want you guys up at 5:30 in the morning watching some cartoons when my room is right upstairs, like from where the TV is. So that problem was solved. And also, they had to be quiet.
They parented each other. Yeah,
that's what happens. Like it was, mob rule.
Right.
So if anyone was being loud, the other ones were like, yo, shh, quiet. Can't hear the TV. I was like, yes. So that I'm sharing that bit of advice for you.
That's pretty brilliant.
Turn it just loud enough, hide the remote, and problem solved.
Well, this is what you texted me after some of them weren't being quiet.
Is it about what B said?
Yeah, you go, you wrote this to me. Well, it was a game. You guys were playing a game? Was that what it was? Yeah, while playing a game.
Oh, we were playing Simon Says.
Yeah, so this is what you said. B told them while I was trying to quiet them down while playing a game that, in quotes, my mom will scream like a crazy demon lady if you don't listen.
Yes, that's what it was. We were trying to play Simon Says, and they were all like shouting out stuff. Nobody was Simon. I was like, you guys, trying to get their attention. Finally, I just sat there quietly, and B goes, you guys, stop talking or my mom's going to scream like a crazy demon lady. And I was like, she's not wrong, you guys. She's not wrong. And then they were like, oh. So they were quiet after that. And I didn't have to scream like a crazy demon lady. But what I found was even more powerful.
Yes.
So I'm in the other room. They're all getting settled. I think the one little girl that was leaving, her parents were coming. I'm waiting with her. The other ones are in there bopping around, being crazy. There was like three of them that had the giggles, which I get. I totally understand. But like I was done. And so there's like a doorway that goes into the family room. Mm-hmm. And I walk into the doorway. They're joking around. And I said, all right, that's it. I don't know who's making noise. But if any one of you makes noise after this, somebody's going home. Doesn't matter who. I'm just picking somebody.
More barf.
And you're going to go home. Yeah. I challenge more children to take this outside. Yeah,
take this outside.
So, but I was like, I don't know who it's going to be. Might not even be one of you that's screwing around, but somebody's going home. And they were like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, I might pick B. I don't know. So... Anyway, so then they were quiet, but then, I waited a few more minutes and they started, the noise level started increasing again. So I just went and it was kind of dark in the room, and I just stood in the doorway. I just stood there.
Ominously.
Yep, that's what I texted you. I said, I just stood ominously in the doorway and stared. That was it. And I just heard them going like, she's there. Stop it. Somebody's going to go home. And I just stood there for like 20 seconds. And I turned around and walked away and immediately texted you. I was like, I know what real power feels like. I was like, I just stood in the doorway of a room and 10 children fell silent.
It was amazing. Well, but so funny. So I had Zoe with me and Harper. Man, do I get the easy end of this deal, by the way. You get 10 kids by yourselves. I take the two older ones. Or at least I thought it was going to be easier. It was, I'm sure. But man, those two. But I read when you wrote me that, be it announced to everybody, you'd scream like a crazy demon lady. Zoe gets completely serious and looks at me and she goes, she really will, I was like, I know that.
But when I do scream like a crazy demon lady, it doesn't do anything.
Oh, of course
shit.
Not. Of course
I
not.
I scream and they just look at me like, nah.
Oh, meanwhile, I had those two that decided that they were, I don't even know what was happening with them. They were elephants. I mean, they were so goddamn loud. I was writing you because they went upstairs. Well, first of all, it kind of reminded me of the episode with Andrea when we talked about the Britney Spears song, that, not yet a, or not a girl, not yet a woman, whatever.
Right.
Because they came back after being with the little kids the whole time and then just wanted to be by themselves, which I was like, great. So they went night swimming and then they went up to their room. I thought they were going to ask to watch a movie or be on electronics. Right. Turns out they were upstairs making a fort and playing mermaids together.
Love it.
Which I thought was like the cutest thing.
I will say like, the kids overall, they were so good this time. They really,
the party, I walked in, I already told Emily the story, but at the party when they were all outside.
See,
after
this is what happened. I'm like, everything was great. It was all wonderful.
Oh my God.
The day I was like, I hate everyone.
Oh my God. The limbo, well, we played limbo. There was a point where I looked at you and I was like, I want to clothesline this girl that's going underneath right now. Because she'd been such a little asshole the whole day.
Oh,
and I was
like,
I want to drop it on her. Like, I'd had it. And then they were all screaming and being crazy outside. And you were inside. I walked in and I just looked at you and your mom and I said, it's birthday parties that remind me that I like your kids and I like my kids and all the rest of them out there. I don't care for them.
Yeah.
And then like 20 minutes later, our kids came in. The older ones came in and were bitching us. We both started yelling at them. And your mom just looks at us and she goes, so maybe not even your kids.
Exactly,
true.
Janice.
It's true.
That is right. But you know what? There is, I mean, and then you look back at the pictures, though, I looked through the pictures and like, she was so happy. And that, I mean, that's the thing is like,
it's
you
exhausting.
Know what? It's totally exhausting. Yeah. And I know every other mom out there. And like, I did it at the house. I did it,
yeah,
you know,
you're brave.
I had friends help me. And, you know, my amazing friend Jania, like, did so much planning and stuff. And it's, I mean, I couldn't do it by myself. But I do a lot of it. I don't have some crazy, fancy, whatever. It was like a Hawaiian-themed birthday party. We did
You did all of it by yourself.
I did all of it by myself.
You ordered stuff on Amazon like any other person, and
I put the little things together, all that stuff.
We
decorated the house.
You ordered pizza. Like, it was,
I love those kind of birthday parties. And it does, at the end of the day, when you look back, and they're, like, smiling and happy, and you're like, this makes it all worth it. Yeah. And next year, I'll forget that I complained. I mean, look, I've already forgotten.
I know.
What? 143 is the level that I'm on. In Best Fiends.
You are killing it.
I am having so much fun. It is such a fun casual game that anyone can play, and you can spend as much time or as little time on it as you'd like.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I have been playing it too.
Because it's that fun, right?
It's super fun.
It's got these bright colors, and I love the visual design and the little characters, you know? Like, I'm so obsessed with getting all the characters and also putting the bad ones into jail.
Yes.
I want that. It's so much fun, and I feel like it's not addicting in the sense that, like, I can't put it down, but it's super relaxing when I can play. I think it's so much fun. Everyone should be playing it. It's a unique and exciting puzzle experience like no other game out there, and it just, you know, engages your brain, and it makes you, like, really think about stuff and find the best way to get all the points, and you can play it anywhere, on a plane, subway, train, doesn't matter. And then you can collect all the characters, although you're not going to beat me. I'm just saying.
I probably won't.
You might, actually. You like puzzles as much as I do.
True.
Well, if you want to try Best Fiends, then what you have to do is go over to play it. You can engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. It's a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads globally. You download it for free on Apple App Store or Google Play. And that's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Yep. Like us.
Exactly.
When I had the two older ones, I know I wrote you this, but when they were playing mermaids at one point, all of a sudden, I just hear them start farting insanely loudly and cracking up. And
it's hilarious.
Oh my God. And then they start being like, George, to my cat, the three-legged cat, who weighs like 5 pounds.
Right. And George would have exploded.
That's what I said. I'm like, that cat couldn't make that. He's not a fart. Like, get the farting cat a break. Like, are you kidding me?
And then my kids have you ever read the book Walter the Farting Dog?
Of course.
I love that
book. Me too. It's that whole series is really good. But they come down because I yell.
Wait, there's a series?
Yes. There's more than one. Yeah, there's at least two, maybe three.
Oh, I only knew about the one.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring them over. I definitely have two of them. I yelled at them at one point. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they literally come up to the stairs. They like look under the railing and they just go, oh, we were farting. And I was like,
I know. I'm pretty sure the entire floor is vibrated. Thank you very much.
I said, I think the neighbors know you're farting. Right. What the hell? And they're like,
right.
And like, and now I'm at upstairs.
By the way, Zoe, if you heard that, that was Celia that said that. So
yeah, I said, I don't care. I told them in the moment, I said, that's, you know, true. I'm going to talk about this on the podcast, right? And they were like, yeah, yeah, fine. Then they were just like crazy at one point. They got the giggles. They're rolling around. Zoe was rolling around on the floor, hysterically laughing upstairs. Then she pops up and she's like, I have to poop. And I go, great. Thanks for telling me. Harper's like, I have to take her. We've got two bathrooms, one upstairs, one downstairs.
I have to take her.
I didn't ask questions. Oh, I was just like, okay, great. They go downstairs. To use the downstairs bathroom, I hear the loudest fart come out of one of them and then hysterically laughing, and then they run back upstairs and I'm like, that was it, that was the poop. And Zoe's like, no, I just really had to fart really loud, it's, that's no big deal.
Oh,
I was
boy.
Like, oh good lord, you guys. I said, you know, I don't know, maybe it was too much pizza. I was just
the dairy. Well, you with the dairy,
I know, me not usually not that. I mean, I'm surprised I haven't come out of them, but the fact that they were blaming the cat, I was like, seriously, poor George Michael, like he can't get a break, no fucking leg.
But
and-
we Bee's birthday party, I survived it.
It was a success. It was super cute. Keo showed up, which was adorable.
Keo came, which was, oh my god, I didn't tell Bee that he was coming. Yep. And she freaked out and was so happy.
Keo was Jody's dance partner, Dancing with the Stars.
Keo Mazzeppe, yeah. Who is Uncle Keo around here. Yeah. And
He did the limbo with them.
He did the limbo with them, which was great. It was a really fun party. They just wanted to swim and have pizza. And we did Duff's Cake Mix, came to the house and they decorated cupcakes, which I then, another smart thing
I
did.
Yes, you did. That was so smart.
They each kid got to decorate 6 cupcakes.
Yep.
I put them in the boxes. I put the boxes in the outside fridge. I closed the garage door so they could only eat the one little piece of cake. And I didn't get a huge cake.
Yep.
Just the one piece of cake.
Gorgeous.
Right, from Duff's Cake Mix. And then when they went home the next day, I pulled out the things so they could take them home.
Oh, yeah.
And go have sugar highs at home. Yeah.
Except for my kids who had sugar highs at home. And that was annoying. But it was, you know, whatever. So, it was nice seeing their little artistic sides come out, too.
Oh, right. It was really fun.
There was, like, the girls that had the, like, well, Emma. Our friend Emma made these, like, stunning
cupcakes.
Oh, my God.
They were amazing.
They were,
gorgeous.
Like,
right.
Gorgeous. But, like, most of the girls made, like, it was like flowers and butterflies or whatever. I look over and Lulu has made something that looks like Oscar the Grouch meets Yoda.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was like, what? No, it's not that. It's the, no, it looked like Oscar the Grouch meant the Grinch. And I said that. And she's like,
it's Yoda.
And I was like,
oh right.
You know, How could I have missed that? I see it. And then she did one that was just all eyeballs. Did you see that one?
Oh, I liked that one. That one's good. Just the all eyeball cupcake.
And then Bee also had like one that was like really creative. I don't remember what it was, but it was like, she was like, this is where the earth meets the sun.
Sun meets the moon. Yeah, it was like a planet or something.
You two. Everyone else is just making like hearts
flowers
and butterflies.
Flowers and butterflies right now.
They're off in their own
creating
place.
The planets out of cupcakes.
It was a lot. I feel bad. I don't know if it's just me. I don't like birthday parties. And I feel so bad about that because it's one of those things, again, with parenting that I remember being like, when my kids can have birthday parties, it'll be so much fun.
It's not fun. No. You know what it is? And I'll say this. There's nothing better as a parent than watching your kids enjoy themselves.
Yes.
And that part of it, I love. Like watching them swim and play outside and scream and be silly and whatever when I'm not trying to get them to do something.
Right.
So I don't have to scream like a crazy demon lady. But like watching that, my heart, you know, my little Grinch heart grew 3 sizes. Yes. It was wonderful and amazing. It's the planning. It's the decorating. It's the, did I order the thing? Oh my God, we've run out of paper plates.
It's expensive.
It's fucking expensive.
And then are the kids going to get along? Are the parents that are here that are staying, are they going to get along? Like you're hosting for 2 different people also, I find. You know, because I had Lulu's birthday party yesterday, which we did as a skate party because Lulu really wanted to go roller skating, which turns out, unless you're on the skate floor, there was no AC.
Oh, my God. It was so hot.
It was so hot.
I was covered in other people's sweat from skating and I didn't even skate.
Yeah, you didn't
even
skate.
It was disgusting.
Your daughter walked up to me, wipes her hand on my head, and she goes, my hands are really sweaty and so is your head. So I just mixed our sweat together. And I
Let me
was
guess,
like, great.
B.
It was B.
Yep.
Correct. I said, I'm sure you've touched me with worse things before. And she was like,
Oh,
and
then
I
yeah.
Well, I was like, great.
That's
thanks,
our
B.
kids.
Yeah. It was hot and sweaty. And then also, it's like the group of people, Like, right. You're, like, not sure who...
Any event like that is sort of, like, I call it, like, the wedding syndrome, where you're just, like, oh, my God, are my friends going to mix? Are they going to like each other? And I have to introduce them, and then I have to go spend time with these people, and then I have to go over here and talk to my parents, and then, and then if, you know, you're spending out with... Right. Is everyone getting along?
Who dropped the F-bomb? Was it my kid? Was it Jody's kid? I don't know. We're sorry.
Right.
Like, that's...
And then eventually you're, like, I just want to go upstairs and take a nap. I don't want to play anymore.
I was
cake and take a nap.
Well, do you know there was one birthday party I had? I stopped having them at my house, so I commend you. My house is obviously, you know, it's smaller. I'm in a condo sort of situation, and it's just a lot, and I don't want to clean up after. So now I just do them places so I can pack up and go afterward. But there was one year that I hosted at my house, and Golly, who was there last night, who's German and hilarious, she brought her daughter Ella, who was there yesterday also, and it was a swim party. And at some point, we're all hanging out talking, and someone just turned to me and she goes, one of the kids is naked. And I go, what? And Golly looks up and she's like, but Jim, it's my kid. It's my kid is naked. I don't know. Apparently this is what we do now. My kid is naked. And I'm like, hold on, let me go get her. I can't believe she's naked. And it's not like we're in a private house. Like we've got five units in there, and Golly's kid's just swimming naked, running around naked, and Golly's running after her with a towel, like trying to lasso her up. And like ram, and she's like, Ella, we put our clothing on when we're at people's houses. Like, you can't be naked here. This is not a thing. Like, I was dying. So then, and every time someone re-meets Golly, or I'll say, oh, you met Golly, they're like, I'm not sure. I'm like, her kid was naked at my birthday party.
Oh,
and they're like,
yeah,
Golly, that's right.
But the thing too, when you have it other places also, is there's so many children.
And that
there's
yesterday.
So many children, so many other people's children.
Oh,
it's just a lot.
It was a lot.
Like I said, I kept saying all day, it was very people-y.
It was very people-y yesterday. I said at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm peopled out. Like, I can't do this anymore. No. I was so tired.
And I didn't like anyone yesterday. You and I were hilarious yesterday. I was just a raving bitch.
And all I did was cry.
Because I was like, I was PMS-y. You were like ovulating. You're crying. I'm just like, I'm going to just punch somebody. Like, it was and sweaty.
Welcome to the uterus show.
Right? Welcome to happy birthday to our uterus.
Like, literally, you said, you were like, I'm in such a bad mood. Like, you said something about, because you got in a fight in the parking lot.
I didn't hit anybody, but this lady was standing in the parking spot.
You can't save spaces, people.
With no car. No. She was just, and I was like, now I have to run over you and your child, because now you're in my parking spot.
Right. No.
Right.
That's not a thing. Right. And you said that to me, and I got tears in my eyes. You're like, what? I was like, I don't know. I'm just really emotional.
Yeah. And I was
tonight.
Like, oh, no, don't.
You're like, don't, I'm too mad for you to cry.
I can't be angry and you crying. We're just,
I know. My anxiety was off the charts, partly because it's a lot of people.
Right.
And also, I mean, honestly, I don't think he'll care that I'd say this. Like, I also host my kids' birthday parties with my ex-husband. And, you know, we've got a really good relationship, but that's a lot.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot.
And he's engaged. And so then it's, you know, it's him.
It's just trying, your fiance
and
trying to
me.
Make people happy.
Yeah. And it's just always that, like, also we're, you know, the three of us are trying to, you know, figure out step parenting and all that stuff.
Right.
And so it's weird, like, and I'm totally going to talk about it because I don't think he'll care. But like, there are times that, you know, I feel like a third wheel to my own family, which is like a whole other dynamic, which they don't make me feel. But it's that thing where it's like my ex is here with his fiance and hi, I'm alone. You know, like you're my significant
and I
other there.
I know. Yeah. And I can't even be like, hey, I'm her girlfriend, because he's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's like that whole, it was just like a lot of stuff I felt like. Lulu had a
great
time.
You handled it really well, though. You didn't cry publicly.
I didn't cry. I just cried quietly in a corner to you for like 5 minutes, and then I got my shit together.
That's acceptable. We do that all the time.
I know. Lynn and I were skating at one point, and she goes, well, you look like you're having a great time. And I go, well, no one ever gave me enough credit for being a pretty good actress back in my theater days. Because inside, I'm dying. Like, it was my anxiety. Like, I didn't even know what it was.
I get it. I hate it.
It was so much. But I do love roller skating. And they played Xanadu for me, which I always really enjoy, which I skated around for my sister. And I was skating with B during that.
Aww.
B, who at one point just comes up to me and I'm like, oh, God, she's going to have an airing of grievances to you and I. And then she's like, look, I learned how to rollerblade backwards. And she did.
Right.
And we were like, oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, sweet. So this isn't a complaint. This is a high five. Sweet.
It was.
Yeah.
She
it was awesome.
Great. And then watching the older ones take care of the little ones was very cute, because they were doing that.
Oh my God. But yeah. And then Zoe, and the middle schoolers roller skating was hilarious. All of them, like, in their little outfits with their wallet chains and their little
Harper in her
VSCO, Visco, VSCO girl. I don't know if you're supposed to say it or spell it. I don't
Harper was
know.
Dressed head to toe in my clothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The ripped
head
jeans,
to toe.
The big hoops.
Mine.
Zoe had her little skirt on and her Fila's and her little shirt with her wallet chain and a necklace. And a, oh, yeah.
Oh, and then you made the mistake, of course, because we were talking all nice about Zoe because we're like, look how cute Zoe looks.
They
and
look
she,
great, right?
She skates up and she goes, what? What are you talking about? And
right.
you're
and I was like, you look cute. And
yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
She was like, don't say that I look cute. And you were like, okay,
I
you look ugly.
I was giving you a compliment. I can't win.
She like rolled her eyes at you. You were like, I was just saying. And she's like, just stop.
Right.
Just stop, mom. Stop. She like put their hand out. Stop,
right.
mom. You were like, all right, never.
Fine,
I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jody.
Hello, Celia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
I have a little trivia for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know that socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters?
Really?
It's
you know, it
true.
Makes a lot of sense.
I know, right? Well, Bombas is on a mission to change that. They created the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. I don't know what the history of feet is, but whatever. For every pair of socks purchased, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need, and they're designed with special comfort innovations, colors, patterns, lengths, and styles. Bombas are perfect for the whole family, and you can always get some for you, and then your feet will thank you.
I will say I do have some Bombas, and they are super comfy, and they always stay in place, so you don't get those annoying, like, you know.
Quitters.
Quitters, yeah.
Yeah,
the quitter socks
quitters,
that just start sliding down. No, they're great. And
well,
you know how I love to shop and do good.
The, exactly. I was just going to say, Bombas has donated over 20 million pairs and counting. And they are made from super soft natural cotton. And every pair is designed with arch support, seamless toe, like you said,
yep.
and a cushioned footbed that's very supportive and not too thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our listeners can save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/savethis. That's bombas.com/savethis. Save this, rather, to save 20%. bombas.com/savethis. So, you know, get your feet comfy and
yeah.
do some good.
Fantastic.
You know what I really want right now, though?
What?
Is some of that damn pizza.
Oh, I know.
So it was like school. Oh, I hate you.
I'll bring it over.
No, don't.
Okay.
It was like school cafeteria
yep.
French bread pizza. Like that thick, amazing, highly processed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but it was great. It was so good.
We ate some last night when we got home while watching The Dark Crystal, which was awesome.
Oh, I haven't watched it
you
yet.
You've got to watch it. It's so
I need
beautiful.
The Skeksis.
Well, and I was just like, yeah, he's in that too, Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, my dad and I used to make that noise. I still do to this day.
My sister used to do it to me all the time. Yep. It's that.
It's great.
He's one of the only characters that actually carries through if anyone watches The Dark Crystal. But yeah, I found it the other day. I had to say to my kids after I got home, I was like, I need like a good half an hour
to sit
in my room by myself and decompress.
So the day after B's birthday party, I feel like we had something else that day too.
Well, you
the
had to order
day.
Donuts because that was the other thing.
I had to Postmates donuts because I realized I was here
me.
By myself and
you
I couldn't just
me.
Leave the kids. And I was like, oh shit, what do I do? I need
you
donuts.
You texted me at like 10:30 at night. You're like, oh my God, I just realized what I forgot. I forgot donuts for the morning.
I
was like, dude, Postmates those.
Yep. So I Postmates Trejo's donuts.
I know.
And they were really good.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, shout out to Danny Trejo and those donuts. Those things were bomb.
He's friends with my stepdad.
They were
weird,
amazing.
Weird combo. No shit. He really is.
Yeah.
Like, they were friends growing up.
I don't
up.
Doubt that.
It's weird. I know. I was like, do you want me to go to Ralph's and get you
donuts? Yeah, I was
donuts?
Like, no.
Like, yeah,
no,
now that I know I can post me.
Yeah,
like,
now that which is a problem. Now that I know that,
sorry.
That donuts can arrive at my home.
What did I write you? I was like, I only know that because it's possible that when I was here by myself once and really depressed, I may have done that alone.
I'm no longer going to shame you because I
really
might do that tonight.
Oh, it was
because I'm still PMS-y and a bit bitchy. So I think like donuts would make that better.
Oh, that's cool. Cause I came over here this morning crying. You were like, what? I was like, I don't know.
Next time I'm just going to have donuts on hand and just shove in your face. Shut up. Stop crying. Eat a donut.
You know what it is also though? I think birthday parties, not only is it stressful and it's a lot of planning and all that stuff, but I think what I process every year is my kids are getting older.
I know.
Like, and I, of course I want that.
Right.
But it's like that that thing of like you're celebrating them getting older, but also you're one step closer to them leaving you. And while we bitch about them all the time because they deserve it,
we love them. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like watching Harper and Zoe dress the way they were, watching the little boys flirt with them. Like,
what? Wait,
oh my God.
What?
Did you not see that?
No.
Oh my God.
Wait.
The ones with the towels?
The ones that they were bitching about.
Because they were flirting with them. That's why I went on there.
I didn't know this.
Oh. All right. So here, there was three teen girls, right? There's Zoe, Carly, and Harper.
Right.
And they were all skating. And at one point, they came up with their airing of grievances the only way that, you know, teen girls can, which was, oh my God.
Right.
These boys are like skating around and they keep bumping into us with towels. Because there was like these cute boys.
Yes,
like,
I saw
were
them.
Skating around. And
they were
holding,
like slingshotting each other with the towels. Right.
Yes. And so at one point, because the girls are, they're cute girls and they were dressed to the nines, the three of them.
Well, as you do when you're 11, 12, 13 going to a
skate party. Like they were like, we're going to rule the school. Like that's how they walked in there.
And they kind of did.
And they did.
They're kind of badass.
Yep. And they looked adorable. And these boys totally picked up on it and they started skating near them were doing what boys do, which was they were
being annoying
and coming up to them, and they were going on either side of them with the towels and then coming up behind them so that they were sort of pushing the three of them together and they were on the outside of them and they were flirting.
Oh my God.
That's what they were doing. Totally. And
so
they didn't
cute.
Know it either, which was hilarious because they were like, that's why when I was like, who are they? Because I got
right,
all.
I did too. I was like, I was ready to just
you weren't even
some,
on skates.
Somebody up. Right.
Yeah, I was she's like I'm going to come on in my sneakers. Right. So like, and I was like, I'm going to find them. So I go going
so
around.
You're just going to go cry at them.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's like,
stop
why
doing
are you
that.
Being mean to my kids? Right. So I go skating around to see who they are, see the two of them who right away, the two older ones are in front of me. I see them whisper at each other, wink, and then they're like, they go to wave, see the mom right behind them, and then they're all like, oh, abort, abort! Because I was all like, because I actually can skate pretty well, as I think I have proven.
Yeah, no, you were great.
And I like fast-tracked it at them until I realized that they were flirting with them, and then I was like, oh, shit,
Oh,
I'm about to like come in between them.
Oh my God, that's so cute and scary. And
I know.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure they ever even actually
they probably
picked
didn't.
Up.
That's
on
okay.
It.
Good.
I know. I didn't say anything.
Great.
But those, and then once I was out there with them, then those boys dropped the towels. And then they were skating next to me from time to time. And they would be like, oh, excuse me, ma'am. Like all on their best behavior.
Good. Oh, yes. Yeah. Did you just stare at them ominously from a doorway?
Not on the doorway. I was on the skates.
That's what I was doing. I was just staring.
You can't be that ominous on skates, I have found, you know.
Don't tempt me. I'm going to
skate
over to your house and ominously stand in your doorway on roller skates.
Well, I tried to be. Whatever it was, when Lynn and I were dancing and I came at you and then all of a sudden almost biffed while you were
I'm so sad. I know. We were doing it on the live and I'm so sad I missed it.
I know. I almost fell completely down.
Next
but I
time,
didn't
guys.
Actually fall.
Next time.
Yeah. Sorry. I tried. I really did. But yes, it's going to be
how
what
I
was.
Hold on.
What? Oh, God, she's getting her phone. What?
I think I had a story, unless maybe it was an airing of grievance. You know what? It was an airing of grievance.
Oh, so, after the party.
Yep.
Oh, God.
B had a few things to say about this weekend.
Okay.
And I don't even know. First of all, my kids are, they get things and they get to do a lot of stuff, but they're really not spoiled. Like, my kids are not. They earn stuff most of the time, unless I'm just being lazy and just want to give it to them to make them go away. But they had a pretty fucking epic weekend, okay?
Yeah, your kids had a bunch of parties.
Yeah, they had a bunch of parties. B, in particular, had a really awesome weekend, all right? She had a cooking class on Saturday morning with her little group of friends. They have a 5 or 6 of them that do a cooking class. Then all that same group of friends went over that night to one of the little girl's house for her birthday party and a sleepover where they were painting nails. They made desserts. They made like chocolate dipped strawberries, Rice Krispie treats, all this stuff. Had a sleepover. They had a Hogwarts themed wedding where B was dressed as a devil and doing the music.
That's what that was? Mm-hmm. Oh, you sent me the picture.
B was dressed as a devil and doing the musical accompaniment for the wedding.
Well, of course she was.
Right. Yes. And she was like, like this whole, it was like a trumpet.
Oh my God, wait.
I'll show you the video. But
you also maybe need to backtrack at some point about something else B's done with her interpretation skills, just because if we can tell that story I will be so happy about how she can interpret different languages, which happens at her birthday also. Can we just go there?
Okay, please? Just really quick, we're going to go there. So a couple years ago, there was...
they were here this time too, right?
They were here, yeah. Yes. This brother and sister, and they are from, I want to say Belarus, but they speak Russian.
Right.
And they joined her class a couple years ago, and B has been super sweet to them, and they're, you know, cute little kids. But anyway, the parents don't speak a lot of English, and B at one point told me that she was going to translate for me. And by translate, I mean that she just speaks at them slowly with a very poor Russian accent. That's her version of translating. And this happened, this started last year. I know. Emily's dying right now.
It's so funny.
So last year it was like back to school night, because it's right around the start of the year. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden she was like, I want them to come to my party. And I was like, okay, well, do you have mom's email? She's like, no, mom doesn't really speak, you know, a lot of English. I was like, okay, well, I'll see her at back to school night and we'll talk then. So I go up and I'm trying to tell her, like, you know, what's your email address and this. And then she's, you know, we're kind of trying to have a conversation about when the party is and all this. And B walks up. She goes, Mom, it's okay. I'll translate. So what we're going to do is... And I was like...
Oh, my God. She's like, oh, Natasha. My God. This isn't happening.
She was literally Natasha from fucking Bullwinkle.
Yep.
And I was like... And I just stared. She did it
at the party last year, too.
Okay, and I was last year. She was like, it's okay. I'll translate for them. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to have the cake. I'm like, oh, boy. Yep. Because I don't want to, like, say to her, like, don't... do that, because she thinks she's being incredibly helpful.
I know.
But I also don't know if she understands what translating really means, which means speaking from one language to another language, not just with an accent. That an accent is not actually a language, but an inflection.
Yeah.
So there's that. B likes to translate in poor Russian accents.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to make you tell that because apparently she was fucking a trumpet later, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. But not, that had nothing to do with the Russian. No. That was just another thing. Sure. But at this birthday party, she was trumpeting loudly the wedding march while dressed as a little devil and having a Hogwarts-themed wedding.
Well, of course.
So, ta-da, there.
Have you ever heard of Lovebook?
I have. I actually have one.
Oh my God.
It was given to me as a gift and it is amazing.
They are so adorable. I just learned about them. So now I know that customers can make their sentiments known in a little book. And each book is completely customizable. And you can list all the reasons why you love someone, which I think is so cute.
Oh, can I list all the reasons I love you?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
Unless you're going to make me a book about it.
I might.
All right. Well, maybe I would take that. I'm actually thinking about making one for the girls because you can create characters that look, you know, just like you. And I already, you know, made one with curly hair that I think looks pretty awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm going to make Lulu look like an alien. And then I think it'll all be summed up.
Great.
Yeah. You also have the option that you can personalize every page, or you can do an Express Wizard option, which creates a complete book with just a few clicks. It is the perfect gift for all occasions like Christmas, Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays.
Hanukkah.
I mean, God, coming up with 8 presents, I can't do it. So this is perfect. There's one night covered. Bam. It's just, you know, it's a good gift for anyone, I think.
I can vouch. I've gotten one as a gift. It made my heart smile.
Aw, that's so cute. I like that. Okay, fine. You can make me one then.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, if any of you out there want to try Lovebook, it looks really fun. I'm looking forward to doing it myself. I started messing around with it online yesterday. Cannot wait to finish. And all you guys have to do is go to lovebookonline.com/never, and then you receive a special 20% discount code only if you are listening to our podcast. So again, go to lovebookonline.com/never and get a special 20% discount just for you guys.
And be somebody's smiley part of the day.
Smiley part. I like that.
Shut up.
Back to our airing of grievance. So I'm in her room last night and she's telling me all this stuff. Now, like I said, cooking class, sleepover.
Exhausted.
Lulu's birthday party. Exhausted. And then they went swimming when they got home. Yeah, her and so Zoe swam and played and did all this stuff. So she's in her bed, whatever. And you know what, Mom? I'm like, oh boy, here we fucking go. Right. So I'm like, yes, dear. Here's what she had to say. So, okay, so last night when we were at the sleepover, we were going to play a game and we had it all set up. And then one of the dads had to do something and come over to us and it got all ruined. And then we never got to play it. I was like, but B, you painted nails, did nail art, you made Rice Krispie treats, you decorated chocolate strawberries, you had a Hogwarts wedding, like you sang, like, right? Like you were
a trumpet.
But I was really looking forward to that game. And I was like, well, aren't you a little fucking twat? So, right? I mean, come on. Really? That was the thing that ruined the party for you. Then she starts to tell me, she goes, yeah. And I mean, not to be rude, but the cake today at the skating party was way too sugary. I didn't like it at all. And I was like, okay. I mean, I get it. I sort of agree.
No one forced her to eat it.
No, but she is very like.
She has to say it.
And last of all. And last of all, this morning, this was the Sunday morning after the sleepover. And this morning, two of my friends put a music box next to my head and played it at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's called a sleepover, which means sometimes people like to sleep over the time that other people think that they should. Because that apparently is what a sleepover means to her, is that you're sleeping over the time that everyone else wants you to get up. Also, insert epic eye roll, which I'm surprised her eyes stayed in her head and did not fall out onto the floor. Fuck you, you little fucking critic. We're like, really? Two
parties,
a sleepover, a thing, all this stuff, a cooking class, and you're gonna be like, I didn't like the cake, and we didn't get to play the game, and then they woke me up too early, and I was like, oh my god,
okay, princess,
yeah, go to bed, because really, I didn't even get all that shit this weekend, and like, I would be so happy.
Oh my god! Anyway, well, here's mine.
That was my airing of grievances.
That's awesome. I had my kids.
So basically, if B comes to your party, just
be
forewarned that there's going to be a list.
Yeah,
you will not be getting that Michelin star rating, my friend. That's all I'm saying.
And let her sleep for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
god.
It's a sleep over.
Oh my god, that's really funny. Well, my kids just were on a sugar high last night and were completely at each other's throats and then were just asking me for stuff after I'd already told them, hey, I'm having a hard day.
And there's nothing worse than when children ask you things after they've had a birthday party.
Oh my god.
Again,
is it
not enough?
I just gave you everything. Right. Like, stop
it. I just gave you all of my things.
Yeah, like I gave you my soul. Please stop it. So here's the thing. I had them, I know it's inappropriate, everyone can hate me, whatever. I had them watch with me last weekend or the week before Kathy Griffin's new documentary, which is amazing. It has a bunch of her stand-up in it. Right. And I stole something from her and it fucking works. So here's my mom hack, not as good as yours. When Kathy was at the presidential or White House Correspondents' Dinner, and all the old dudes that hate her were all appalled that she was there, and they kept coming up to her to tell her what a horrible human being she was, she would look at them and be like, great, you're a racist. And blow in their faces. Okay? That's what you
would
do.
Just like what you do with a cat.
Yes. And when she would do it, they'd be like, what? And like, just bat their eyes and like walk away from her very confused. So yesterday when my kids started fighting and they came coming up to me and they're like, hey, Harper, kick me. I go away. I don't care. And I blow in their face.
I blow you away.
Yeah. And they were like, what? So works on old Republicans and children. Thank you, Kathy Griffin, for that. I know you're not a parent. I don't fucking care. I'm going to use it for the rest of my life.
That's genius.
It was
like
completely
a squirt bottle with a cat.
Exactly.
Just,
yeah. Did you, I'm sorry, did you say so? They're like, Mom, are we having dinner? No. It's pizza over there. They're like, it's cold. Hey, guess what? There's a microwave. Yeah, but I. That's all I did to them.
Because there's not, like I say, there's just disorienting people sometimes is the best thing to like startle them into, okay.
Yeah. Like it totally works.
Just blowing your kids' faces.
In mid-sentence, I was doing it. Because I was like, hey, you know what? I don't care.
Or eat some garlic and then do it. They will want to come
pizza
near you. Oh,
so it probably wasn't good altogether.
Ugh.
Yeah, but it worked. And they did. They eventually got
it. So basically,
and they left me alone.
Hide the remotes.
Yep.
Blow in your children's faces like they're some sort of an animal. and stand ominously in doorways and fight people in parking lots. That's, is that what you're saying? Those are the four things that we've learned in today's podcast?
And that's how you plan a birthday party. Fuck you, Party City.
Party shitty.
We're going to write a book.
let's
and then have no friends at all.
No, all of our friends came to the kids' birthday parties because they were just as miserable as we were.
I know. That's when you know your friends love you when they come to kids' birthday parties. True. It's a lot.
So now, time for the all-important social media handles.
Oh, wait. Do we have time to do a fan thing real fast?
Never mind. Sam, look at me trying to just get through the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I looked at Emily because I don't know what I'm doing.
Four chicken scratch notes written down on a piece of paper is how I prepared for today.
Don't you just ever wonder if Emily goes home and she's like, fuck.
I don't know how I'm going to turn the shit that they gave me into something that makes sense.
Or she's like, I can't believe they keep their kids alive.
That's like, yeah.
Probably, I think, right? I might keep them alive.
Right. She's like,
point.
You know, I've never actually seen the kids. Every That's time because, I'm over there recording, yeah. I've never actually seen them.
This
I've
is
only
all a
seen
ruse.
Pictures of them on Instagram. I don't know that they're really there.
Right. Fake children. That's all. Okay, here. This is nothing to do with birthday parties, but and I think I sent it to you, but it does go along with the ominous doorways and blowing people and all that stuff.
Blowing people ominously in doorways.
That was my,
like, that was your birthday party
channel.
No, that's your birthday party. Is blowing people ominously in doorways. God.
That's and there's the title of the episode. Emily's writing it down.
Great.
I read you this, but it's awesome. This is from Kim in Australia.
Ooh. Ooh, an Australian fan.
I know. I love the internet. It's so
mate.
Cool.
No, I'm never going to do that
Don't
again.
Ever Don't ever do that again.
That we just lost her. We had an Australian fan and now we don't.
Bye, Kim. Sorry.
Wait.
Yeah. This is what Kim wrote us. Hi, ladies. I absolutely love listening to
Wait, she didn't sing a day?
Yeah, no.
I'm really disappointed.
No. G'day, bitches.
Yeah.
See, I did it now. Right. Oh, fuck. All right. Hi, ladies. She didn't say hey. That was me. I absolutely love listening to you each and every week. Just thought I'd send my fail mail. When my daughter was two, she kept getting out of bed at bedtime. It didn't matter how many times I walked her back and tucked her in. She would get out straight away and you can tell she's from Australia. Right. Straight away. She'd get out straight away and practically follow me out the door. So with hubby away on a work trip and my other child asleep and me absolutely exhausted, I thought it was genius to walk her back to her bed. But this time, hide in the bathroom so that when she walked past the bathroom, I could jump out and scare her. The look on my petrified daughter's face is one that I will never forget. I still feel like a shitty mom. But she didn't walk back out of her bedroom again after that. Love, Kim from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, yep. That's so... You know, that actually reminds me... the other day, B was singing in her room, naked, in front of the mirror, as you do.
As you do.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't do it.
I do it all the time.
Absolutely. So, but she didn't hear me walk in to put some laundry in her room. So I like opened the door and that child jumped like 3 feet in the air like a fucking naked spider monkey and screamed and was like, holy shit, you scared me. And it was hysterical because B gets startled really easily, which Zoe has, of course, discovered. And so takes just great pleasure in scaring her half to death. Now, I think it's funny. I like to be scared. I love Halloween Horror Nights, all this stuff. So the kids jump out at me and I just go, God, oh my God.
I start laughing. Same here.
I get startled really easily, but I think it's funny. B does not find it funny.
No.
B does, like, when I did it, she was kind of okay because I didn't mean to do it. But like Zoe, all the time, hides in the bathroom. Hides wherever and scares me. But B now does it to me. And I'm like, oh, you think this is funny, huh? I'm gonna do it one day. And you're gonna hit the fucking ceiling is what's gonna happen.
Well, Kim obviously just gave you some very good advice
on how to do that. Maybe I won't do it. I'll just stand ominously in the doorway.
That's right.
That's all I gotta do.
That's not gonna work on B. You're gonna have to scare her.
You're right.
Yeah. Wear a mask.
And then she's gonna cry. This is not gonna work out well.
You can't fucking win.
Nope.
Sorry.
Now
it is time.
For social media handles.
That we'll get wrong.
Well, I won't get them wrong because I just don't say them because it's better. Because I do get them wrong every time.
I do too, but well, I get the email wrong. All right, ready? It's @neverthoughtI'dsaythis on Instagram and Facebook.
Woohoo!
fuck Twitter, I give up. Find us on your own. I don't know. You're on your own there. And our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Oh, Emily is cheering, cheering us. Yeah, because every time we screw it up.
I fuck it up all the time. I know, but that's what it is.
But season three, we're going to be like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
Can you guys tell us what it is? That'd be great.
Yeah, but follow us on there if you want to check out some stupid live videos that we do from children's birthday parties.
We did yesterday.
Yeah, and other stupid things. Oh, we still have to play our quiz game.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll fill Emily in on that. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll add that in next time, or we'll do it on live.
No, we still have to do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it on live.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do it on the show.
All right, well, fuck that. Never mind. I'm stupid.
I mean, I didn't say that. It wasn't like an indictment against you that, like, you're an idiot. Calm down. Hey, see, anxiety lady over there. Stop. Don't are you going to cry right now?
Maybe.
Don't cry. Don't cry. I'm going to put your fucking head in that jar if you cry.
She's a jar with a skull that she just told me she's going to put my head in with. Yeah.
It's not a real skull.
I know.
Well, you know, but the thousands of people listening don't. So now they think that I've got that. Now they think I'm a serial killer.
Well,
that's what it is. That's the serial killer. Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Now, ta-da.
She's not a serial killer. And also my skull is just much smaller than the fake one she's got behind her.
She do have a peanut head. So do I. It's all right.
All right.
All right.
Are we done? Are
Never
everyone
Nation,
sick of us now?
Yeah, okay. I am.
I am too.
Never Nation, we love you guys. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.